AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
How can we bring more Irish into our lives? Well, Hector O'Hokagon, TV and radio presenter, has a brand new book out called An Irish Word a Day. The book features an Irish word for every day of the year, which will help to bring more Irish into your life and hopefully contribute to reviving our language. And Hector is with me now. Hector, good morning and welcome. Tá fáil Gerald.
Pat, tá sé go hall and bheith rás an seo leat agus go raibh míle maith.
Now, I want to repeat a text I read out. Language must be used as a method of communication. Speaking as a language teacher, trying to learn a language one word at a time is like learning the piano one note at a time without actually ever playing a tune.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But if you don't have words, you can't make a sentence. If you don't have a sentence, you can't string it together and make conversation. And what you have to have is your vocabulary to get through those daily conversations. So it's all part of it. But
their language changes all the time.
Yeah.
And we know that Irish is an ancient language and doesn't necessarily have, words for modern things. Now, I wanted to ask you about one word that fascinates me. Reivre. Computer.
Oh, listen. This.
Where does that come from?
Reivre. I mean, we all remember the fax machine and sending a fax here. And then when the computer broke into this country, it was brand new to the people of Ireland. And there's a lovely word for an email, a reeve post. So reeve is almost that computing word, reeve. A machine to make a computing decision is called a reeve. And a reeve post is your email. So the language people in this country decided with all these new words coming in, computer, let's get a word in Irish for this new fandangled machine that we hadn't got.
But sometimes we just cannibalise the English. For example, satellite is satellite.
Satellite, put a fod on the eye of. Now, I don't know if I've ever used the only when
I,
we
I
were
would
when,
have said,
when it, satellite.
I would have
say?
Coined the word timplachon.
Timplachon,
something that goes around and around and around,
there
which is
go.
What a satellite does in orbit.
Who's right and who's wrong? But I suppose with the way language is changing all the time, the Irish language has morphed and changed and moved, and we have new words like for flat white. I mean, there's a beautiful word for ordering a flat white is a bonine. A bonine. Go into your local coffee shop this morning and go, Conasatatu, Ra bonine led the whole. A flat white, a little white, a bonine.
Yeah.
But reivre, it is a technical word, but it's something that makes the computing for you, like a reivre, the person or the thing.
Now, sometimes, you know, the academics will give us a word for something, but then you go into the real world, into the Gaeltacht areas, and you find they don't use those words at all.
No, they would never use a word for battery. Tá mo battery. Call a battery. Tá battery. Ime is a chorag. Call a bicycle. Mo bicycle. So you could use bishra or kainra for those words. Kainra for battery. Bishra for screwdriver.
And they would even use things like instead of the gardaí, and garda is an Irish word. Tá na guards Aaron Lurie.
Tashi dara lorry. But you see, it's the rhythm of the way you say that. Tá na guardaí ar a lorry. Tá na cowan mo.
But they might even, as I said, they might say guardaí. They would say tá na guards Aaron Lurie. You know, tá puncture mo bicycle.
Put in the H on the bicycle. Agus tashi agat pat. Tá puncture mo bicycle. Sounds beautiful, doesn't it?
It does. Now, sometimes the words are you can see where they come from. For example, the word for yuppie,
sus og. An upwardly mobile young person with those tight jeans and those handlebar mustaches and those, the susog, the yuppies.
You can see exactly where that comes from. And that's why I like it as a word, because it tells you what it is. If you understand the language at all, you kind of get what it's.
Isn't it funny how these new words have come into the Irish language? Because it is such an ancient language, such a rich, mystical, magical language that we are taking on new words every time in our cool language, Oscailge.
Mwailchion.
A skinhead.
A baldy head.
A baldy head, a skinhead, a mwailchion, a mwail, a mwail, a mwailchion. Yeah, there's some lovely ones. There's a lovely one, Pat, for, would you like to go for a pint? Would you go for, are you in the mood for a pint of stout? And we'll faunert. Faun is almost like a tune. Do you know that tune?
Yeah.
When you're sitting at the Willie Clancy Festival in Milltown Malbay and they start up in the corner and then the fiddle comes in and the banjo comes in, that's the faun. Are you and we'll faunert. Are you into going out tonight? Have you that tune inside you that wants to go out tonight? We'll faunert kulla machanacht. Are you in the mood to go out tonight? Have you got the tune inside you to say, ah, feck it, get me jacket and we're gone?
What do you tend to do on Luangurum?
Luangurum, it's a Blue Monday term. Luangurum, I don't, is it the third Monday in January? Who created Blue Monday for us in this world we live in? But Luangurum, so we can easily translate it.
Yeah, and that's
back
what,
into that.
You know, when it is what it actually says in Irish, I like it very much. Words that probably didn't exist back in the 19th century. I mean, did they spread slurry in the 19th century?
Schludder. The great, you know that story I wrote on the other page, because there was a lad refused from a nightclub in up in around Monaghan or Cavan at the time. I think it was Monaghan. He was refused from the nightclub. He went back and got the father's tractor and the slurry tank. And this is a true story. He came back and pepper sprayed the front of the nightclub with a slurry at 2 a.m, which is a great story that I heard on my breakfast show years ago. Medium sized town, fairly big story, but slother. I love the slurry.
All these words, and I am taking from the book, which has 365 words, one for every day of the year. And when I see something like stall, S-T-A-I-L, stallion, does that refer to the equine stallion or the lad?
No, well, you cannot have one without the other, Pat, can you? A stallion does exactly what it says in the tin, a stall. So it's almost like last year when I wrote the first book and it went well, I was over the moon and very proud to my own brother, going on Lowry and Vos Gaelia, or son of Gaelia. But it just shows you the amount of words we have. And it's almost like the brother and sister. It's almost like volume one and volume two. So if you can bring people to the language, Pat, that's the main thing. And that's why the stories are Osperla beside the word. There's a phonetic way of how to pronounce it. So what I want
and
to say is...
And there's also a sentence where it's used.
Exactly, and how to use it. So the language is there for everyone. And I think we have to get over the stigma and the embarrassment of blaming our teacher from 30 or 40 years ago or 20 years ago. So many people come up to you and go, Hector, come on, talk to, come on, call to the Coney, I'm muy own. Now, that's all the Irish I have. I mean, if we had that in Spanish or Portuguese, we'd be delighted. So now is of the now. The Irish language has never been so cool. It's been around us for such a long time, and now is the time to really embrace it, and I think we're doing that.
And it can be so beautiful at times. I mean, you have Egdrithimle, drawing close to.
Oh my word.
Viermer Egdrithim Leshangahar Letitim Nehia.
That reminds me of me and Roscoe for 25 years travelling on TG Cahir, and as we were 9 hours in a high-ass van and we're like getting close toward a place where we're staying, Tamidzidridim, and in the distance you can see the lights of the town you're going to find. Egdrithim. Egdrithim is really slow. Tanehihanti Egdrithiminish. The nights are getting longer now, because winter is coming upon us. Tangivre Egdridim.
Now, for example, it's not in the book, I don't think. Escalator.
Jesus, now, Pat. What the?
No, because one of my texters says, I love when the people responsible for updating words for something new are creative, like Styrabio.
Styrabio.
A living stairs. It's very good,
isn't that cool? Styrabio.
Or the Welsh word for microwave, which is popty ping. Which, you know, makes a lot of sense.
That's fantastic.
Because you have the word for microwave in here somewhere, and it's, I...
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Micro Ornach. Micro iron, micro iron.
Iron.
It's just an iron. Oven, yeah. Micro iron. A micro oven. Micro iron.
When did they change the lovely word for car from glushton to car? It's horrible.
Yeah, I know. There's two words for it there. You know, glushton agus car. Chumashach sachar. Call a car. Call and glushton. Glushton, the thing that the thing you drive, the vehicle you drive. It's interesting. Glushton. Glushton. Does it sound right, Pat? Cowell to Toshe Musa Glushton or Sahar?
I think in the West you'd probably.
The Khar. Call the Khar.
Yeah. So, and that brings us to the whole question of the anglicisation of the language. And, you know, we use Hiberno English quite freely. I'm after doing that.
Yes.
We use that quite freely. Yeah. So when it goes the other way, we tend to maybe object to it.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that the way we everything we speak even the English we speak comes from deep within the Irish language, that Hiberno-English, that, and the way we structure words together. I find that the Irish language is almost like it's the rhythm of the rain, and it's the rhythm of the sea, and it's the rhythm of our land, and it's the rhythm of the air we breathe. So it's very, very interesting the way we structure our sentences together with it.
And these words, I mean, I sometimes wonder whether they are anglicisations or whether they are original words. Like garlic, for example, garlogue.
Garlogue.
And I was thinking, now, it's far from garlogue that many people were reared.
Having said that, when I lived in Inishman, there was wild garlogue, wild garlic on all of the little boys, mean wild garlic growing on the side of the stone walls. But there's some, listen, it's never ending, the words, the Severus, and that's a really nice word, the Severus on Teanga.
The richness or the wealth.
The richness and of our Éireacht and our heritage. I mean, it's been there for so long, and I think it's powerful. It's a powerful language that is now, with the amount of social media and content creators and TikTokers, and TG Carr is emanating the beacon for the last 30 years, and there's rap music and the kneecap boys and all, everything. And the content creators, it's just
now,
Chef Fionor, it's
one
cool.
of the words you have for tattoo is tattoo.
T-A-T-U,
father.
Yes.
And I was thinking, what would the Irish be? Picto or Kraken? But people would never use that,
Picture,
would they?
Not with Holland. But you see, what you're using there is you're using your two words that you have. Picto August Kraken, skin, Kraken. Yeah. I should have gotten. I should have given you a credit.
No, but still, people are going to talk.
Yeah, if you throw a father on it, a tattoo.
And would you say Mahatu?
Mahatu.
But then you might be confused with the hata, which you are wearing a hata on your kiaun at the moment.
Or a copying,
Now, some things are impossible really to translate, like techno tune, Perth's tune. But techno remains techno.
Techno remains techno and always forever will. But Port, isn't that a lovely one? Port. A tune. A Port. We spoke earlier about Umul Faun or Thfaun or the Port. And we love a good Port. And a lot of people out there love their Port techno or Port house, Port jungle. It's come a Kensai's Kiola to on Port.
And you have, jigs and reels, Port Dundunog and
Sinead,
whatever.
Sinead.
Those kind of things. Egg texol.
Texting. Yeah.
No, I'm not sure. I'm struggling again to try and find an equivalent, because there really is none.
There's none. But again, text is a word that's only invented in the last 30 years because of the mobile phone, and because the language is always changing, and there's always new additions to the Oxford English, the concise dictionary. So language, new words are coming up every day. New words are coming in every day.
Mm. Now, you also have the word for rat, which I'm familiar with from my school days, Francoch. I often wonder what the etymology of that is. Did we regard the French as being...
The rats. I was only talking to somebody about that great movie Ratatouille the other day, that great children's movie, but then Francoch, the rat. Why is it related to the word for en Francoch, en rank, en Francoch, the French person?
So we don't know.
We don't know.
Who's responsible for that, yeah. T-Lena, T-shirt.
T-Lena.
I mean, they're so easy to actually... use when you see them laid out like you have done. And the way the book is this like a book for sitting on the loo?
This is your manual. Last year, this is the sister. This is the volume one and volume two. This is to show you that we have a word for everything, that it is so diverse. And an awful lot of the words, when you put them together, paint a picture in your head. And that's what the Irish language does. It's a very picturesque, it's a very imagic language that has rhythms and has ups and downs. And, you know, every word has a feeling with it. The word for perfect, furfa. The word for get a bite to eat, grime linnehe, a little bite to eat. It almost feels like you're stopping on the motorway to stop off at one of those big forecourts to get something to eat. Where did you stop? We're fascinated. If you're driving to Cork, where did you stop for a grime linnehe, a little bite to eat?
Knov Schmolgadain.
Is your backbone.
It's your collarbone.
Your collarbone.
Now, I don't think I'll ever have to use that.
Pat, I'm not saying that we're going to use collarbone, but it's one of the most prolific injuries in GAA. Between that and shoulder injuries, the collarbone is gone. Get him off.
Well, I know I would use this term if I went into my local chipper. Ich bin fui udrav.
Now, there you go.
That's a battered sausage.
Is there anything better on a Friday evening than a large chips and a battered sausage?
And I know that one of the words has been, I suppose, appropriated by an organisation, and you forget what its original meaning was. Antashka, the treasure. So Mahashka.
Mahashka. My treasure. Little treasure. Mahashka.
Mahashka Kunasthi.
Mahashka Kunasthi. So, yeah, it's a lovely, there's a lot of affection in the Irish language and a lot of ways of saying my love.
I think the last time we were in, I was talking about some things are beautiful intrinsically, and the word that I think of all the time is butterfly. Feilachoin.
Nachwishishingahalin.
Papillon in French. Schmetterling in German.
It has that. Mariposa in Spanish. Mariposa. That has that feilachon. It almost feels like the Red Admiral has landed in the garden beside you and you're thinking of a loved one.
Why did they drop the R in Madhra to make it Maha? Did you come across that? This is from Jack in Mullingar. I'm doing my son's homework with him the last few weeks and I'm correcting him on this and then he shows it to me in one of his books. It sounds to me like a misprint.
Misprint has to be. Madhra is Madhra, but I'm going to give you a nicer word for dog. A Madhra is a Madhra, but a Gaier, G-A-D-H-A-R is the Gaier, is that collie that's outside the door. This is not a dog that hops up on the couch and watches Netflix and knows where everything is.
That's your Madhra.
This is the Gaier that's at the back of the door and the minute you're out, you're out. Gaier is a good, honest dog that has never been inside the house.
Is it a hound? A Gaier is a hound.
A Gaier is a dog that's obedient and he's out the back. A country dog is a Gaier. Pure Connemara. G-A-D-H-A-R.
My sister was in a class above me and I could help her with her maths, but she couldn't help me with my Irish because our teachers were from different areas of Ireland. That's from D.
Yeah, the dialect. I suppose Munster Irish is so vastly different to Connemara, is so vastly different than the Donegal Irish. But that's the beauty of this country. I mean, we've 32 different counties and there's millions of different accents. So I suppose each of those areas, we've three strong areas. And then you have Gaeilge Baile Átha, and now almost you have Gaeilge Béile Fáiste. So we have all these pockets of strong conuns, your dialect of the way you speak. So it is very different when you hear them different ways of speaking.
Derek in Portmanock says, if Hector was my teacher in the 80s, I would have been fluent. But sadly, I haven't a word of Irish.
Yeah, but what we need to do is not blame anything that happened in the 80s. And I think the embarrassment of hundreds and hundreds of years of the colonial powers trying to cut off the head of the language is gone. And now we can't blame the teacher anymore. It's taken us such a long time to get where we are now. And the Irish language is just waiting for us. It's never going to discriminate that you don't know the past tense, the future tense, or if you slip in an English word. The Irish language is of the now, and it has always been with us and always will be with us. So, Derek, go rash. Ag fólam an Gaeilge, is latsa I.
I love listening and watching Hector. Unfortunately, I'm in my 60s and I have very little Irish. I found the Mo Canealach so hard.
Oh, the bane. I was no swat in school either. Did you ever think that I would come up to Dublin to talk about a book I read or a book I wrote or the second book? I mean, I was no swat as Gaeilge, Pat. I got the C in honours in the leaving. I wasn't great at poetry, wasn't great at prose, but my mother made the best decision of my life at 8 years of age to send me to Rakharn. So by the time I was 13 and 14, I was fluent. The Meliafa. And I fell in love with the language. And that language has nourished me and given me my career. And I've travelled the world for TG Cahir speaking Irish. So the potential of this language is limitless. And it has never been cooler.
And when
never
you were in Rathcarn, Nírav Ceadagat Caintleish na Cailíní
Osperla.
Osperla.
No, you learn fairly quickly to go on Yeni to Rinka Lumla the Hull, and they'd say Jenny August Falchev, which is I will and I'm delighted, or they'd say Ni Yeni August Ni. It's complete and utter. You're gutted. If a girl said to you at the Cayley, no, I'm not dancing with you, you'd be gutted. But I became Leafa as a teenager, and that's the way it happened for me.
And someone trying to catch you out, finally, ask Hector about the word for the sun dancing on top of the water.
Oh, my word. What a way to finish. And I'm learning these words every day. On the podcast about 3 years ago with Tommy and Loretta in the garden shed in Tommy's back garden, I got a letter from a man who just got the boat out of Inishere. And he said, I've learned a new word off the locals. It's called lunner. And it is the dancing of the millions of little fairies and angels on the Atlantic. So when the sun hits the Atlantic, it's that dancing on the water that we cannot describe. And it's also the inner feeling of having 2 pints of Guinness before midday when you said, will we go for one? And then we had two. And you get that inner lunner. It's an inner giddiness, Pat, that you get on a Friday when you're heading home. It's a feeling of being in Dublin Airport waiting for your friends because you're going away for the weekend. Lunner. It's that beautiful sparkle that's inside our body on certain occasions, and it dances off the Atlantic when the bright sun hits it.
Lunar agum a kind latza.
Pat, well, Fownert Gullahy Pinta Guinness Tration Show.
Sure thing.
Those are the days.
Look, the book is called An Irish Word a Day, and it literally can be dipped into at will, full of great stories and ways to use the phrases suggested by its author, Hector O'Hookagon. Gurumila Magat.
Gurumila Magat, Pat, Fáilte.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.